Georgia with Fillmore Street. This is TobiaBot.com, the week in Georgia in English, coming to you from San Francisco's Lower Haight. Today is Thursday, the 26th of May, 2016. On this date in 451, the Battle of Arvadiyar between Armenian rebels and the Sasanian Empire takes place. Armenia is defeated, but allowed to openly practice Christianity. 1637, just 17 years after the Mayflower lands and 7 years after Boston is founded, the Pequot massacres begin when everybody in a Pequot settlement near what is now New London, Connecticut, is killed by a combined Puritan and Mohican group. 1857, after the Dred Scott decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, Dred Scott himself is emancipated by the Below family, his original owners. 1879, Russia and the United Kingdom signed the Treaty of Gandamak, establishing Afghanistan. 1896, Tsar Nicholas II is crowned. 1897, Dracula by Bram Stoker is published. 1908, the first major commercial oil strike in the Middle East is made. It is in southern Iran. And the rights are quickly hoovered up by Anglo-Persian Oil Company, later to become BP. 1918, the Democratic Republic of Georgia is established. 1924, U.S. President Calvin Coolidge signs the Comprehensive Immigration Act, the most stringent immigration law to date. 1986, the European Community adopts the European flag. 1991, Zviad Gamzahuria becomes the first elected president of Georgia in the post-Soviet era. 1998, the first National Sorry Day is held in Australia to apologize for how the Aboriginals were treated. 26th of May is, of course, Georgia's Independence Day, this year marking 25 years of independence from the Soviet Union. It is a public holiday in Georgia. Of course, birthdays are Dorothea Lange, John Wayne, Peggy Lee, Jeremy Corbyn, Miles Davis, Jack Kevorkian, Sally Ride, Lenny Kravitz, Helena Bonham Carter, and Lauryn Hill. Moondog is 100 years old today. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. As ever, the podcast is written by Ari Swiecka. Thank you for posting on the forum in response to Evgenia's question last week. The draft femicide bill does not cover sex-selective abortions. Thanks for asking. If you'd like to comment or ask a question, go to tobiaBot.com or send us an email at tobiaBot@gmail.com. There were local by-elections on the 22nd of May in Samegrelo for a vacant seat in the local council or Sacrobulo. Several leading figures and activists from the national movement were beaten up during a fistfight that broke out close to a polling station in the village of Kortsheli in the Zugdidi municipality. Among the people beaten up were Nika Melia, who was a UNM candidate for Tbilisi mayor in 2014, Giga Bokeria, and Tengiz Gunava. It was caught on camera. The TV footage showed chaotic scenes with dozens of people scuffling. One scene, UNM's Nika Melia was beaten by several men. In another scene, Bokeria was punched in the face and knocked on the ground as his supporters were trying to intervene. Some people were carrying wooden sticks. The men who were beating up the national movement leaders were athletes or sportsmen. UNM says Otsneva sent them specifically for that purpose, and that more specifically, Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze is behind the group that attacked the UNM leaders. According to an ISVET election observer on the ground, after beating up the UNM leaders, the people were shouting, "No place for killers," and "Victory to the Georgian dream." Small number of police at the scene failed to prevent the violation. Larger police forces were only called in much later. UNM blamed the government and prime minister. They pointed out that no one was arrested. Also said that this incident ends the idea of peaceful elections. The Georgian dream, Democratic Georgia, responded. The national movement is intentionally trying to make the situation tense and is staging provocations. Public figures in Georgia went on to condemn the violence, including President Mark Velashvili, as did the chairperson of the Central Election Commission, Tamara Zhivanya. She said the violence significantly damaged the electoral environment. Public defender said the police had failed to do their duty. Otsneva people were condemned the violence, but still blame it on the UNM. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili said only a day later that no matter how provocative our opponents might be, it is the obligation of the state to secure holding peaceful elections. They also justified mobilizing their supporters at polling stations. Interior Minister Guillaume Mehrabishvili commented on the violence only 2 days after, saying that the police planned to ask the court to issue arrest warrants for the perpetrators. Extremely mild. People across the board were criticizing the lack of police reaction. Then later on the 24th of May, six sportsmen were questioned by police well into the night, but in the end, no charges were filed against them. The Justice Ministry announced on the 24th of May that they prepared legislative amendments to the criminal code concerning violence during voting processes It sets a prison sentence of 4 years for committing violence during an election period, and also for coercing or pressuring someone to vote for you or your political party. Justice Minister Tulukiani will present more details at the government meeting on the 27th of May. In terms of actual by-elections, along with the Kortsheli single-member district, there were by-elections in 8 other single-member districts in various locations across the country to fill seats vacated by respective Sacrobulo members. Georgian Dream, Democratic Georgia Party, or OTSNEBA, had candidates in all 9 constituencies. The National Movement had candidates in 4, Free Georgia in 4, People's Authority in 2, Free Democrats in 1. Also, 2 independent candidates. One of the by-elections was in the Goldani district of Tbilisi to fill seats in the Tbilisi Sacrobulo. There were over 34,000 eligible voters in Goldani. There were 2 seats in the Gardabani Sacrobulo in Kvemo Kartli, 1 in Kasvi municipality. In Shidikartli region for the Tskaltubo Sacrobulo in Imereti, in Ozurgeti, and in Hobi Sacrobulo in Samagrelo. As for the results of those Sacrobulo by-elections, the CEC announced preliminary results on the 23rd of May. Of the 9 spots, the OTSNEBA party won, and National Movement 2. In Kortsheli near Zugdidi, there were UNM people, where the UNM people were beating the UNM candidate Vardabuli Laskia, won by a very small margin over the OTSNEBA candidate. The UNM also won in Ozurgeti. 19th of May, a 30-year-old Georgian man, Giga Otkhozoria, was beaten and shot dead in daylight by 4 armed men in the village of Kurcha on the Georgian side of the Kurcha Nabakevi checkpoint with Abkhazia. Otkhozoria was an IDP from Gali living in Zugdidi. He had a wife and 2 children. Rustavioti distributed CCTV footage of what happened. Otkhozoria was trying to cross into Abkhazia to visit relatives. There was some kind of argument with the border guards. Some then were beating him up. Then one in uniform came and shot him point blank. The EUMM confirmed that the armed security personnel came from the Abkhaz side, crossed the bridge marking the border, and shot him on the Tbilisi-administered territory. There were conflicting reports in Georgian media about whether they were Abkhaz or Russian border guards. The chief prosecutor of Abkhazia said the incident occurred when 2 men tried to enter into Abkhazia without proper documents, and that one of the men threatened the border guards and started fighting them. Foreign ministry said Russia was responsible for the murder because it effectively controls Abkhazia and that it proves there should be international security mechanisms in the breakaway region. Russia's foreign ministry responded they had nothing to do with it and Georgia was using it for propaganda. Prime Minister Kvitikashvili spoke about the shooting in the context that it obscured the ongoing process of reconciliation with Abkhazia. The State Ministry for Reconciliation said it was a challenge to Georgia's peaceful policy with Abkhazia. People in Georgia were criticizing the authorities' reaction, saying that rather than arguing and condemning who is responsible, was the shooter an Abkhaz or Russian guard, that instead the state should be providing security on the border. National Movement protested outside the State Security Service with similar calls. 2 days after the shooting, the Military Prosecution Service in Abkhazia said it filed murder charges against an Abkhaz border guard serviceman for the shooting. On the 21st of May, the prosecutor's office named the suspect as Rashid Kanjioglu, ordered his pretrial detention in absentia, and also filed for a search warrant with Interpol. On the 21st of May, lawmaker Tomas Mechiaudi left Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia Party. He retains his post chairman of Parliament's Finance and Budget Committee until the elections. Mechiaudi announced his decision after a meeting at the OTSNEBA party office. Bidzina was present at the meeting. He said several days earlier he had a friendly conversation with Bidzina and that they parted with mutual sympathy. He says that until the elections, he will remain in the parliamentary majority and support the OTSNEBA coalition in core aspects, except for principal issues, which became a source for discord. Yeah, good that he's out of there, because he's a nut. Following up on the students, there was renewed confrontation between student groups. Students from Auditorium 115 reported earlier this week that one of their members was attacked by a member of the student union, or Tweet Martveloba. They said it happened in the university corridor, and so the security cameras should show what happened. Auditorium 115 activists then gathered at the Tweet Martveloba office doors in the Tbilisi State University main building and protested throughout the night of the 24th of May, demanded that the government suspend the student government immediately. They held more rallies and protests on the 25th of May in the TSU main building. TSU guards were resisting them in the hallways, but eventually Auditorium 115 supporters broke into the student government office and announced its abolition. The government will have a meeting on the student union activities on the 27th of May. The Education Ministry has already said the student's ultimatum on suspending the student government is unacceptable. World Health Organization released a statement about Zika virus that it is expected to spread into Europe in the late spring and summer, that overall risk is low to moderate. However, the risk of outbreak is high in limited geographical areas, these being the islands of Madeira, the northeastern coast of the Black Sea. The Zika virus is spread by mosquitoes of the Aedes genus. Aedes aegypti can be found in western Georgia. Keeping up with Ilari, the central bank intervened in the foreign exchange market on the purchasing side of the fourth consecutive day of the 20th of May, buying $40 million. A total of $100 million were bought for those four interventions. That is on top of the $95 million that were bought in seven previous interventions since mid-March. The lari is now about 2.146 per to the dollar, which is 10.8% stronger than at the beginning of the year. Following up on the Cables case verdict, the Free Democrats organized a protest rally on the 21st of May outside the prosecutor's office. Free Democrats leader Irakli Alassania repeated that the five convicted men are innocent and were put behind bars as a result of political pressure exerted by Bidzina on the prosecutor's office and the judiciary. As a reminder, Tbilisi City Court found the five former Ministry of Defense and General Staff officials guilty of misspending about 4 million lari and sentenced them to seven-year prison terms. Leading members of other political parties were also part of the rally, from the National Movement, from the New Rights Party, and from Pataburculadze's State of the People Party. The National Forum, which until recently was part of the Otsneva Coalition, called on President Mark Belashvili to use his pardon power to release the former Defense Ministry officials. President Mark Belashvili suggested earlier that he will wait for the appeals process first. As we have mentioned before on the show, they are completely innocent, and Alassani and his people are correct in their allegations. Venice Commission, which is the Council of Europe's advisory body for legal affairs, is expected to release its preliminary opinion on the bill of the Constitutional Court on the 27th of May. President Mark Belashvili's advisor for legal affairs, Kaja Kozhoridze, met with the Venice Commission in Strasbourg. Kozhoridze said that the president has objections over the bill. The Venice Commission's opinion will help him in deciding whether to veto or not. Deadline for the president to either sign the bill into law or to veto it will expire on the 3rd of June. The Venice Commission said earlier this week that it received two requests from Georgia for the opinion on the bill, one from the president's office, the other from parliament. As a reminder, the bill increases the quorum required for the Constitutional Court to decide cases. Lawmaker Eka Beselia, who is co-sponsor of the bill and is embarrassingly head of the Human Rights Committee in Parliament, had told the co-rapporteurs from the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe that the bill would be sent to the Venice Commission before it was adopted, but then didn't and instead rushed it through Parliament. So, she lied. Four Georgians were kidnapped by armed forces near the administrative boundary line with South Ossetia on the 19th of May. The four men were tending to beehives in their village of Dzirula. The village is about 8 kilometers from the ABL. Sputnik News reports that 6 Russian military personnel were killed and 16 others were injured in a bus accident in South Ossetia. The bus fell off a cliff on a mountain road, the braking system having malfunctioned. Two Bollywood film directors, the brothers Abbas and Mustan Burmawala, are in Georgia to shoot their new film, Machine. The crew will spend 65 days in Georgia for shooting. The film is slated to be released in February 2017. The filmmaker said the entire film will be shot in Georgia, mainly in Batumi and Mestia. They, of course, will benefit from the state program, Film in Georgia. Georgia will receive a 20 to 25% cash rebate on expenses incurred. The producers will. Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, will monitor the October parliamentary elections. OSCE representatives were in Tbilisi this week and met with Prime Minister Kvitakashvili. A unit of the Georgian Armed Forces has been invited to integrate into NATO's response force. It's the Alpha Company of the 12th Infantry Battalion of the 4th Mechanized Brigade. Following up on what happened with the Poti police chief who was fired, he allegedly was sexually abusing one of the police detectives. He had been recommended to the post by lawmaker Ekebeselia. In 2013, she's confirmed that he is in fact a relative of hers. Surprise, surprise. So the general inspection has launched an investigation into the sexual violence case. In Azerbaijan, Maidan TV reports that earlier in May, two activists were detained and tortured for graffitiing a statue of Haider Aliyev in Baku. The 10th of May is Aliyev's birthday and marked as Flower Day. In Azerbaijan, two activists wrote on the statue, "Happy Slave Day." The word for slave and flower are close in Azerbaijani. Two were tortured into confessing to drug charges. They could face up to 12 years in prison. On the 25th of May, political prisoners Khadija Ismailova and Nadia Savchenko were released from prison in Azerbaijan and Russia, respectively. Savchenko in a prisoner exchange. Ismailova remains on parole. President Mark Velashvili spoke at the first UNM World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul. It was also announced that President Mark Velashvili will lead the Georgian delegation at the NATO Warsaw Summit in July. Georgia and China signed a memorandum of understanding for tourism projects. Deputy Economy Minister Ketevan Bochotashvili was in Beijing to sign. High-level representatives from the parliaments of Lithuania, Armenia, Israel, Ukraine, Turkey, Latvia, and the Czech Republics are in Georgia to honor Georgia's Independence Day. A delegation from Kyrgyzstan was in Georgia. The finance ministry signed a deal on avoiding double taxation for Georgia and Kyrgyzstan. Delegation of tourism officials from Georgia were in Georgia to promote tourism to Egypt. They're discussing creating tours for Georgian students. EU association agreement will come into full force on the 1st of July. The EU's Foreign Affairs Council completed its ratification this week. In wine news, Georgia's new Georgian wine house opened in Yiwu City in the Zhejiang province of China. This is the fourth Georgian wine center in China. They're run by Georgian wine importing company Shulun. Nine Georgian wines presented at the Raw Wine Fair in London earlier in May. Winery Kareba won a gold trophy and two gold medals at the Citadel's du Vin competition in Bordeaux, France. EU and Georgia and the UNDP launched a new round of media monitoring missions ahead of the parliamentary elections. All reports will be available at, get a pen, www.mediamonitor.ge. That's Media Monitor, all written together, .ge. Georgia will receive 50 million euros from the EU to improve food safety standards in a deal signed under the EU's European Neighborhood Program for Agricultural and Rural Development. Iran's Taban Airlines will launch direct flights between Iran and Georgia starting in June. They will fly round-trip Isfahan-Tbilisi twice a week, Tehran-Tbilisi twice a week, Tehran-Batumi once a week, and also flights from Mashhad and Tabriz to Tbilisi and Batumi. The company Pazi's Oil, which is a part of Sokar, Georgia, is building an oil processing plant next to the Kulevi oil terminal on the Black Sea. Haoling Group is building an elevator manufacturing factory in Kutaisi. As a reminder, last year, Haoling Group established the Haoling Free Industrial Zone in Kutaisi. They have the right to run it for 30 years and are expected to invest at least 40 million lari during this time. Georgia's air navigation service provider, Sak Aero Navigatsia, signed a deal with insurance company Unison to insure Georgia's airspace. If there are incidents, Unison covers the cost of the value of up to $500 million. Orbi Group is investing $120 million to build a 4,500-room hotel in Batumi. That's a big hotel, known as the Twin Tower Hotel. It will be directly on the beach. Construction will start in June. Local development firm House in Alley is investing 18 million lari to build a hotel complex in Batumi. It's expected to open in 2019. It's part of the government of Ajada's larger Heroes Alley development concept. It's developed the area of Batumi Justice House to the area known as Batumi Gate. Georgia is building a technological institute in Tbilisi, which will be a center for scientists to work on technology projects. Bidzina's Kartu Charity Foundation is paying for it. There's a lot of PR about it. They are saying it's the fifth largest technological institute in the world. We'll have to see how that goes. On the 25th of May, Misha announced in an interview with Rustavi Ori that he plans to return to Georgia and be politically active before the October elections. Georgia also criticized BI in the interview about how the Otsneva government sold the empty Batumi Institute of, Batumi Institute of Technology, but now they want to build their own science institute, which we just told you about, which is kind of not really real because there wasn't an Institute of Technology. I was actually on the trip when they tried to get Millennium Challenge to pay for that empty building that has the sort of Ferris wheel thing on top, and it was a little discombobulated. Misha also said that BI caused Kaja Bendukidze's death by threatening to incarcerate him and that it caused Bendukidze to have a heart attack. I'm not sure if that's real or not. Bendukidze had some surgery done in Switzerland, but then he decided to leave a little bit early before the doctors told him he should and go to London, so it's not really clear. Of course, there were some rumors that Russia was somehow involved because he was about to get a big appointment in Kiev, but it seems like that's not a real thing. Ministry of Regional Development is spending about 58 million lari to restore the coastline and roadways in the Black Sea town of Senaki, Poti, and Sarpi. Fencer Irma Hetsudiani won silver in the wheelchair fencing European Championship in the town of Casale Monferrato in Italy. Tennis player Nicolas Basilashvili qualified to play in the Roland Garros French Open in June. A new concert venue will open soon in Shekhvetili, about an hour and a half north of Batumi, called the Black Sea Arena. It is funded by Bidzina's Kartu Charity Foundation and costs about 200 million lari. The area was designed by German architect Dre Architekten. It has a retractable roof. There's new biosecurity points for livestock in Marnouli and Rustavi. They are disinfection stations located on the routes of winter and summer herding pasture grounds. The project was created by the Agriculture Ministry together with the National Food Agency, the Swiss Agency for Development, and Mercy Corps. This week is the 10th Security and Defense Conference in Tbilisi. Damon Wilson of the Atlantic Council is attending. Tbilisi's Kote Marjanashvili State Drama Theater went on tour in Italy. They're performing Gogol's Diary of a Madman. Borjomi hosted the 2016 Rafting Euro Cup. It is organized by the International Rafting Federation. Vladimir Misabishvili, who's an IDP from Abkhazia, reportedly broke the world record for quickest mental calculation of a complex mathematical equation. He calculated the 23rd root of a random 100-digit number in 32 seconds. The Georgian Records Federation recorded it. They're submitting it to the Guinness Book of World Records. Chess Grandmaster Badur Jobava won bronze in the 17th European Individual Chess Championship in Kosovo. In parliamentary news, National Movement lawmakers walked out of Parliament on the 25th of May. They said they will not attend parliamentary sessions at all until the people behind the violence against UNM leaders in the village of Kortsheli in Samegrelo are held accountable. The issue dominating lawmaker speeches during the general debate, some Otsneva lawmakers were saying that the UNM deserved getting beaten up. The meme this week was photos of the Monacan peace statue in Brussels dressed up in traditional Georgian chocha for Georgian Independence Day. Anthony Bourdain's episode in Parts Unknown was in Georgia, which aired on CNN last Sunday night. They drank a lot of chacha. Tpilpa.com friend Paul Rimple gave some tips not to mess with the church. Bourdain ate at the Gabriadze Cafe in the Culinarium, had chingali at Sofia Melnikova's, and visited Pheasant's Tears in Sikhnachi. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty features the black and white work of photographer Vacho Ketaguri, the landscape from inside and outside the railway in Georgia. Jocko FM looks at an old school barbershop that's opened in Tbilisi, full of hipsters, very impressive. Glad to see Tbilisi's got something like that going on. It's opened by the guy who has the Canus bar that's kind of by the Radisson. Georgia Day talks with Lincoln Mitchell about Georgia, Otsneva, and what he expects from the October elections. The Kiev Post reports on reformers leaving the government post in Ukraine. They just can't tackle corruption. Former Georgian official Ekiz Guladze was the last to resign this a couple of weeks ago. Recep Jordania, son of Noe Jordania, writes about the importance and symbolism of the Louville Chateau in France, where Georgia's first government went into exile after fleeing the Bolsheviks in 1921. He says this was an important period, an era of the First Republic, when Georgia became a democratic, socialist, and modern state. As a note, the government acquired the Louville Chateau in 2015. It is planned to become an academy for Georgian artists and historians. Andrew North, in Culinary Backstreet, visits and dines at the graves of relatives for Easter. the national interest. Former EU and U.S. ambassadors write on Georgia's foreign policy balance and advocates that NATO should not ignore Georgia at the upcoming Warsaw summit. NBC News reports on the noble partner exercises and says that it contributes to friction between the Kremlin and the White House. It's an incredibly stupid article, actually, but funny that NBC would, you know, even mention that at all, that that's the spin they take on it. CRC looks at whether Defense Ministry's special precinct really explains the difference in the votes in the Sagadejo by-election in October 2015 and suggests that it was really more about ethnic voting patterns, which is always the case in Sagadejo, by the way. David Gishkariani for Eurasianut looks at the secret police history of the Tbilisi Dinamo football club going all the way back to Stalin and Beria. Very interesting article, worth a look, and has certainly influenced that football club a lot. All this stuff to read, post on our forum. This week's dive bar number is 2 for the number of dive bar establishments that will soon be around this summer. The new dive bar will be across the river at on the Marjanashvili side, part of the Pabrika complex. It's under construction, and people get excited. But that Pabrika complex looks pretty fancy, so I don't know how it's going to be an actual dive bar the way the current dive bar is a dive bar. But okay, we'll have to see. If you're in London on the 27th of May at 7 p.m., the Georgian Embassy is hosting an evening with Georgian writer Dato Turashvili. Contact Georgian Embassy to register and attend. If you're planning to be in London later this year, the 3rd of November will be the 2016 Georgian Studies Day at the Regent Street campus of the University of Westminster. The theme is healthcare in Georgia. Tbilisi is hosting the 2016 Wine Expo from the 3rd to the 5th of June. It will be at Expo Georgia in Sabartalo. It'll be 70 wine companies presenting from Georgia, Ukraine, Germany, France, and Italy. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That is Tango, X-Ray, Tango, Bravo, Uniform, Kilo. Our email is tfieldpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on our website, www.tfieldpod.com. And from 2006 and his 32nd studio album called Modern Times, just turned 75 years old a week or so ago. This is Bob Dylan and Thunder on the Mountain.
In the alley and the sun will be as soon. Today's the day you're gonna grab my trombone. Well, it's hot stuff here and it's everywhere I go. I was thinking about the Lizzie Keys. Couldn't keep them quiet when she was born in Hell's Kitchen. I was living down the line. I'm wondering where in the world Lizzie Keys could be. I've been looking for her even clear through Tennessee. Feel like my soul is beginning to expand. Took you to my heart and you were sort of understand. You brought me here, now you're trying to run me away. The writing on the wall, come read it, come see what it says. I don't give a damn about your dreams. thunder on a mountain, heavy as can be. Mean old twister bearing down on me. All the ladies in Washington are scrambling to get out of town. Look like something bad gonna happen, better roll your airplane down. Everybody going in, I wanna go too. Don't wanna take a chance with somebody new. I did all I could, I did it right there and then. I've already confessed, don't need to confess again. Gonna make a lot of money, gonna go up north. I plant and I'll harvest what the earth brings forth. The hammers on the table, the pitchforks on the shelf. For the love of God, I'll take pity on you.